This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and today is the day after the 3rd of the July, sometimes called the 4th of July. And we're not going to refer to it as Independence Day this year. Instead, we're going to play a bunch of songs about the 4th of July and about the encroachment of fascism in this country. We'll hear from Sonic Youth and X and Galaxy 500 and others on this day after the 3rd of July on the WGXC Morning Show at 90.7 FM.
This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled.
On air, in air, channel connection.
And the moon turns to blood.
A stream runs through.
This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This
is the network.
This
is the news.
This
is the network. Network. This is the news.
Sunday, July 3rd, world-renowned harpist Mary Lattimore performs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock at 8 p.m., and you can find out all about the event on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. Lattimore has played harp on records with Kurt Vile, Thurston Moore, Sharon Van Etten, Meg Baird, and many others, and comes from Los Angeles to Woodstock on Sunday, July 3rd at the Colony Cafe at 8 p.m. Go to WGXC.org in the community calendar to find out more about this event and many others.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC local news for Monday, July 4th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union. A new proposal by the Albany Common Council calls for revenues from recreational cannabis sales in the city to be used as reparations for communities of color harmed by the war on drugs. Data shows that black and brown residents of Albany have long been disproportionately impacted by the enforcement of laws against the sale and use of cannabis. Sixth Ward Councilmember Gabriella Romero and 10th Ward Councilmember Owisa Anani want to create a 9-member commission to formulate a series of recommendations for the city and the council to consider as the retail sale of cannabis is expected to start in the near future. the recommendations would advise who would receive compensation, how much they would receive, and what form the compensation would take. But those recommendations would not be legally binding. The ordinance is modeled on a similar proposal at the state level that has already passed the assembly. Quote, I'm hoping to go one step further, unquote, Romero said. Quote, why not have Albany at the forefront, unquote. The commission would also be assigned to study federal, state, and local policies that criminalized and disproportionately impacted residents of in communities of color who were involved in the sale of cannabis. Anna Nee said he viewed the future revenues as a way for the city to change the economics of its poorest neighborhoods. Quote, I think for this city to move forward, we have a duty to lift people out of poverty, unquote, he said. The commission would submit a report within 6 months of its creation. The members would not be compensated for their work. The city is in the process of establishing a separate commission of city residents charged with creating cannabis regulations in the city, including rules for dispensaries and on-site consumption. The deadline to apply for the committee was June 15th. The city has not yet announced who is on the commission. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that a review of records provided by the Ulster County District Attorney's Office to the Daily Freeman found that there were more cases dismissed as a result of speedy trial violations than the five cases previously reported by that office. Records obtained through a Freedom of Information request showed that since February 1, 2020, 27 felony charges against 10 people have been dismissed due to failure of the DA's office to prosecute within the time frames required by law. That total includes five cases dismissed on June 15th by Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds. District Attorney David Clegg said in three instances, charges that were dismissed were the result of circumstances beyond his office's control. One case involved the possession and sale of narcotics, and it predated his tenure as DA. In a case involving an armed robbery, he said the speedy trial clock ran out when a key witness repeatedly refused to testify during a grand jury proceeding. In the third case, Clegg said, one of several charges was dismissed because of what he called, quote, complications, unquote, with plea negotiations. But he said other charges against that person remain. The two newly discovered cases were dismissed for speedy trial violations. Clegg said the newly identified cases, as well as the first five reported, happened because of the conduct of one assistant district attorney. Clegg did not identify the ADA, citing confidentiality concerns, but he confirmed that the person is still working in the office. Quote, it's being addressed, unquote, he said. Quote, I have reinforced and reemphasized and read the Riot Act to everyone in this office that this cannot happen again, unquote. He said attorneys are conducting a thorough audit of the cases in every unit to ensure no additional cases are dismissed due to failures in the office. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And Bill Williams reports for Columbia Green Media that three teenagers from Red Hook are being celebrated after they saved the life of a drowning boy in Massachusetts last week. At about 2:30 p.m. on July 28th, Will Agonos, Kyle Richardson, and Colby Denasuti were fishing off a bridge on the Centerville Road near Craigville Beach on Cape Cod when a 15-year-old boy jumped from the bridge into the river and went under the water. Quote, we saw him bobbing up and down and struggling to stay afloat. I couldn't see him, unquote, Agonos said. Agonos and Richardson jumped in the water to rescue the boy and were able to pull him to shore with Denasuti's help. Others in the area called 911, and emergency responders arrived shortly after the unconscious boy was pulled from the water. The 15-year-old was rushed to Cape Cod Hospital with serious injuries, fire officials said. Anna Guss, who is an Eagle Scout, said he considered himself a good swimmer. Quote, he's had some training in swimming, and he knows what to do when there's an emergency, unquote, his mother, Gidget Anna Guss, said. When news of the trio's heroic response reached Red Hook, local organizations, including the Red Hook Police, Tivoli Fire Department, and Red Hook School District all announced the news on social media. The report included no word on the extent of the jumper's injuries or his current condition. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. We're listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station, available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the Listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the Wave Farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button to listen to transmissions from inside a wave farm pond from morning until sundown from Zach Poff's pond station.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, the 4th of July. 50.6% of the way through the year, we have 81 days left until fall. Local low temperatures range from 57 degrees in Durham to 51 in Copaic this morning. Soil temperature is coming in at 64 degrees. Going to be a beautiful day to get out there, fire up the grill, and enjoy your independence. Dew points will be comfortably in the low 50s, and a high temperature of 83 happens around 4 p.m. Overnight, comfortable sleeping weather settles in by 10 p.m. Then a low of 60 happens just before dawn. We will get a Tuesday with a high of 83 and a stormy afternoon with some stiff wind gusts. Time to tie down yard stuff. Overnight, things calm a bit and we see a muggy low of 67. Wednesday dries out in the afternoon with a high of 82. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:03 a.m., then high tide at 6:49 a.m., low tide again at 1:52 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:58 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see a chance of minor geomagnetic disturbance on Wednesday. Solar wind speed is currently 354.7 kilometers per second at 11.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 42, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alexander Adam of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to the test site of Acoustic Commons, available at wavefarm.org/listen or on any WGXC.org webpage if you click on the listen button. The test site of Acoustic Commons is a microphone in the Wavefarm woods that lets you overhear the sounds of nature, the live weather on the radio at wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org webpage. Click on the listen button to hear the sounds in the woods at Wave Farm through the test site of Acoustic Commons.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee. And hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
Woo! sucks. And she's a working.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Unless we're all going to say that the word of the Supreme Court will no longer have value, we have to heed the word of the Supreme Court. And so we will, but we will continue to find every avenue possible to make sure women have access to the care that they need.
With Roe overturned, DHHS Secretary Javier Becerra says the White House is working to ensure access to abortion. Although Sunday he ruled out opening clinics on federal lands. President Joe Biden says he supports changing filibuster rules to put Roe into law, but he acknowledges Senate Democrats don't have the votes.
We either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans who will elect the House and Senate who will try to ban abortions nationwide.
Abortion rights have galvanized Democrats, but pollster Carly Cooperman says the economy is still top of mind.
Inflation and the economy is still the most important issue to voters right now. And while the importance of abortion rights has increased among voters since these rulings, I don't yet believe that there will be any significant change in the bigger picture.
A new Harvard-Harris poll finds most voters don't want Biden or former President Trump on the ballot in 2024. 7 in 10 people said Biden shouldn't seek a second term. 45% called him a bad president, and 30% said he's too old. In an interview with ABC, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said the January 6th committee could call for multiple criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Cheney also said she has not made a decision yet about running for president herself. Gas prices nationwide are down a little, but still averaged $4.84 this holiday weekend. On Twitter, former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos criticized Biden for saying oil company executives should cut gas prices. But environmental groups want more action on climate change. Mustafa Ali, former head of environmental justice at the EPA, pointed to the Supreme Court's recent decision to weaken the agency's authority on coal plants.
They've put people's lives in danger, and they have also put in place steps that will accelerate the climate crisis.
The Supreme Court has asked Maryland officials to stop people from picketing at private houses after protests outside the homes of justices. In a letter to Governor Larry Hogan, Supreme Court Marshal Gail Curley said they're seeing more threatening activities. Finally, a nationwide shortage of fireworks technicians is dampening some 4th of July celebrations. And in the Southwest, severe drought has led several cities to cancel. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We can't read the entire Declaration of Independence in 90 seconds, but here's a portion on this Independence Day. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Read the Declaration in full at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal, and happy Independence Day.
I decided to have a bed in, but I forgot to invite anybody. Sandy, the fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in time, the circuits fall, a switchblade lovers so fast, so shaggy, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, ah, oh, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnap her jeans. And you know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning, bitch. Didn't think I'd ever get off. Waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always the girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Lover Boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene, too.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool. On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that. Ooh, get it. Hundred bands, hundred bands, hundred bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my follow and listen.
You gon' tell somebody. Mama told me, get your money.
Get your money.